spaceship hit a rock. We crashed down on the nearest planet and waited for a tow truck. It would only take 3,000 years, so we thought we'd look around and learn about this planet from the creatures that we found. And when they speak, they always sing. So we learn from all the animals how to be an Earthling.
Learning how to be an Earthling.
How to be an Earthling.
Learning how to be an Earthling.
How to be an Earthling.
Learning how to be an Earthling.
How to be an Earthling.
Learning how to be an Earthling.
How to be an Earthling. Yeah.
If I can just get this nacho cheese off this microphone, we should be ready to... go!
Oh, hey there, Flip.
Hello, Mosey.
What you doing?
I am currently cleaning your nacho cheese off of our recording equipment.
Oh, yeah! Mmm, that's good stuff.
Actually, Mosey, the nacho cheese is spilled over there. What you just licked off of your tentacle is subspace cleaning foam.
Mmm, still, not bad, though. Do I detect a hint of pine?
You are just lucky that it's non-toxic subspace cleaning foam.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Ugh. Anyway, I am almost done with the cleaning. This studio must be in tip-top shape for our Earthling guests today. They are very important.
Ooh! Who do we have booked in today, Flip?
Is it those big, angry, stripy, jungle kitty furry things with the little ears?
You mean tigers?
Yes! That's it! Gets me every time.
No, Mosey, we are not having a tiger on the show today.
Then who, Flip? Who could be so important that you have to clean up all my nacho cheese spillings? You know, I was saving those for later, right?
Well, Mosey, as it turns out, these Earthlings are perhaps the most important ones we have met yet.
Really?
Correct. They are so advanced that they are able to spend most of their lives inside.
Ooh, just like us.
Yes, and also like us, they have no need to hunt for their food. Other creatures simply bring it straight to them.
Wow! Now that's what I call service.
In fact, it would not be much of an exaggeration to say that these Earthlings are this planet's dominant species.
Is it who I think it is? The ones beginning with P?
That is correct, Mosey.
Why didn't you say so, Flip? I'm in no shape to meet a dominant species. I haven't even started on my slime care routine yet. When are they getting here?
They should be here any minute, Mosey.
Oh my. I need to get ready. I wonder if my formal Flixnar suit still fits. Stall for me when they get here, Flip. I'll be right back.
To all 42 corners of the multiverse, it's a special travelogue edition of Flip and Mosey's Guide to How to Be an Earthling with Flip and Mosey.
Hello, intergalactic listeners, and welcome to another episode of Flip and Mosey's Guide to How to Be an Earthling. I am Flip, and...
And I am Mosey. Ooh, did I miss them?
No, Mosey. Our guests have not arrived yet. I was simply introducing our audience to... what are you wearing?
It's my Flixnar suit. Can you believe it still fits?
You and I may have different definitions of fit, Mosey.
Yeah, I've had this thing since I was in travel pod school.
Uh-oh.
Whoops. That actually feels a lot better.
And why is today the day that you've decided to wear it again?
Well, I want to look good for our guest today, don't I, Flip? The most dominant life form on Earth? I can't wait!
And for all our listeners at home, a dominant life form is a species that has become so advanced that it no longer needs to worry about things like food or shelter for its survival.
Yeah, chilling indoors, room service, woo! Our guests today are living the good life.
Yes, Mosey, but our guests are not a singular species.
That's right.
Our guests today belong to a group of animals known as... pets!
Yeah! Pets are an incredible group of animals. They have made their way to the top of the food chain on this planet, even going as far as to mind control other species to bring them food, put them to bed, and even pick up their poo-doo. Ha ha ha! Can you believe it, Flip? They pick up their poo-doo.
I certainly can believe it, Mosey. Two of the most popular species in this class of animals known as pets are cats and dogs.
That's right, Flip. These two Earthlings are incredible. And thanks to our brand new state-of-the-art Roswell 5000 Happy Zapper Teleporter program for humane catch and release, they join us here in the studio today.
Please welcome Cat and Dog. Hello, pets. It is truly an honor to have both of you here on the ship with us today.
Okay, now, Cat, let's start with you. Run us through a typical day in your life as a pet cat. Oh, really? Naps? I love naps. What's your favorite napping style? Loaf. Loaf position. I don't think I've tried that one. Oh, you gotta nap in the sun. I'm sorry. Then you get fed a little treat? It's just brought straight to you. Wow. You really have it all figured out, don't you, Mr. Cat? What do you mean that's not all? What more could there possibly be? Pats? Okay, you're going to have to explain that one to me. So let me get this straight. You nap all day, have food brought straight to you, and then spend the rest of your day being massaged by those two-legged screen watchers? Ooh, I like you, Mr. Cat. I think you and me are going to get along just fine.
And you, Ms. Dog, what are some of the values that you believe are important if you want to be a good pet? Interesting. I could not agree more. Helping out the community is very important work. You're saying that you have a job? That you work for a living? As a service animal. How interesting. Oh, because the two-legged screen watchers are delicate creatures and you're able to give them some semblance of stability in a chaotic and ever-changing world? And you're also moonlighting as a security dog. Wow! So impressive. And that's because you want to keep your community safe. Well, I have to say, Ms. Dog, I find that very admirable of you. Well, it appears rather obvious to me who out of these two Earthlings is the dominant life form on this planet.
Absolutely.
Dogs!
What?
Dogs are obviously the dominant life form on this planet.
It's obviously cats, Flip.
Well, I suppose we will just have to agree to disagree, Mosey.
Oh, no. I don't think so, Flip.
Well, how else do you propose we are going to settle this, Mosey?
Three words, Flip. The Creature's Court.
The Creature's Court? Mosey, what are you talking about?
It's this great little Earthling show that I picked up on the Holovision last week, where those two-legged screen watchers yell at each other in front of another screen watcher who wears these funky black pajamas while holding a hammer.
That sounds like a very chaotic and illogical program, Mosey.
Yeah,
It's great.
I still don't understand how that will help us settle our disagreement, though, Mosey.
Don't worry, Flip. All will be revealed right after these messages.
Do you have a human being in your life that just can't seem to look away from their screens?
Oh, boy, do I.
Constantly leaving the house just when you need them the most?
Meow. My human sometimes leaves for hours at a time.
Well, fear no more. Here at Happy Humans, we have everything you could ever need to keep your human happy, healthy, and above all else, waiting on your every beck and call.
As a cat and proud human owner, I was concerned about how much time my human spent looking at his screens. But meow, thanks to the Happy Human Screen Pusher, I simply push those screens off the kitchen counter and hey, presto, my human's attention is all mine again.
No.
Thanks, Happy Humans.
Dogs need to be walked. That's just a fact. I used to spend hours begging my human to take me out. But now, thanks to Happy Human's super soluble hydration fluid, I'm able to pee all over the rug whenever I want, and lo and behold, minutes later, me and my human are out the door breathing in the fresh spring air. Thanks, Happy Humans.
Happy Humans, because human beings just aren't that smart.
Incoming! Incoming! We are receiving transmissions from human Earthling field reporters.
Hi, Flip and Mosey. My name is Zeb, and I live in Colorado. My cool thing is that labs have webbed feet so they can swim in water. Bye.
That is so incredible. My capacitors are overloaded.
Is that a good thing? Do I need to call a technician or something?
Hi, my name is Annabelle. I am from Urbana, Illinois. This is my field report. Did you know that bunnies eat their own poop for nutrients? Bye, I love your show.
Another fascinating Earthling fact!
Too scary! Next caller!
Hi, my name is Cecilia from Denver, Colorado, and my report is that most cats don't like water, but this cat does. It's called a fishing cat. Fishing cats hunt for fish in lakes and other bodies of water. Thanks.
That is unbelievable!
I find it to be entirely believable, Mosey. These Earthlings are quite reliable.
Earthlings are so cool. If you have encountered any amazing Earthlings in your travels, we want to know.
You can use your cellular communication device to call 1-833-4-FLIP-MO. That's 1-833, the number 4, F-L-I-P-M-O. And share your field report with us.
Flip and Mosey will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd, but we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Back to Earth.
You're about to enter the creature's court. The animals are real. The cases are not. Only one can come out on top. Who will be named this planet's dominant Earthling? Find out on this episode of The Creature's Court. Mosey is a Glenbargo from the Flamador Nebula. He believes that fluffy cats with their ability to mind control humans makes them the clear choice for Earthling's most dominant life form.
Seems like an open and shut case to me. Napping, snacking, on-demand poodoo collection. If that's not a dominant species, I don't know what is.
Flip is a Flagnar from the Nyarnyar cluster and is taking the counterpoint. She believes that dogs contribute more to the planet and are therefore the ones in charge.
I believe that being the dominant species of a planet means trying to make the world a better place.
And now, here's your judge, Computer! Both sides will now deliver their opening arguments.
Your Honor, may I approach the bench? Thank you, Your Honor. Now, it seems obvious to me that my client, Mr. Cat, is the dominant species of life on this planet. The only thing that he has to worry about is how comfy his couch is. The only question he has to answer each morning is, do I want to play with this very expensive toy that my screen watcher just bought for me? Or do I want to completely ignore it and sit in this cardboard box? He no longer needs to worry about finding shelter, hunting for food, avoiding predators. He's moved beyond that to a point where he is now the most comfortable and the most dominant life form on the planet. Thank you, and I rest my case. Boom.
Flip will now give her rebuttal.
Greetings. To be a dominant species, you do not need mind control. A truly dominant species is one that strives to help those around them and make their community a better place. If you'll take a look at this chart here...
Objection, Your Honor! I didn't know that we could use props. Oh, so it's my fault I didn't read the rule book? Okay, sure.
As I was saying, if you take a look at this chart, you'll see that dogs are employed in leadership positions in almost all facets of Earthling society. From security dogs to sniffer dogs to guide dogs, these animals have compassion. And it's that compassion that makes them the most dominant life form. When the screen watchers haphazardly throw a ball out of reach, who is it that goes and retrieves it? Dogs! When the screen watchers need their slippers but are unable to stand for some reason, who goes and gets those slippers? Dogs! When the screen watchers have been inside for too long, who is it that straps that leash to their hand and takes them out for walkies? Dogs! They are there for the two-legged screen watchers. They are there for their community, and they are there for this planet. And that is why there can be no doubt that dogs are the dominant life form on this planet.
Computer will now deliberate on today's arguments and come to a decision on who is this planet's dominant life form.
What is it, Mosey?
I think it's Computer's decision.
I know that, Mosey. What does it say?
In the case of Cat versus Dog, I, Computer, find the dominant life form on this planet to be... neither?
What?
These two animals live in harmony inside the one house with neither one dominating the other.
Not to mention the screen watchers that are also found in that dwelling.
Right! Therefore, I cannot determine that either one of these Earthlings is the dominant species. Case closed!
Huh.
You know, I actually kind of like that, Flip. That on this planet, you don't even need to be the same species to be a family. You just need to look out for and care for each other, which is, one, not very dominating, and two, seems like the kind of relationship that these two Earthlings have.
A fantastic closing statement, Mosey.
Though I suppose it's not that surprising.
What do you mean?
Well, you and I are different species from different galaxies, and we're also sort of like a family.
Hey, yeah, that's true.
And there you have it, folks. Another heartwarming conclusion to The Creature's Court.
Thank you.
Join us next week when we find out once and for all whether a tomato is a fruit or a vegetable.
Fruit!
Vegetable!
That's next week on the Creature's Court.
And that concludes another very special episode of
How to be an Earthling!
And what an episode it was. We settled once and for all that cats are, in fact, the dominant form of life on this planet.
Not quite, Mosey. But we did learn a lot of important lessons, such as...
1. There are several animals on this planet, but only a few of them are able to manipulate the two-legged screen watchers to do their bidding. These animals are called pets.
2. Although many animals can be considered pets, two of the most popular kind are cats and dogs.
And 3. Cats are better than dogs.
Mosey!
What? You know it's true.
Well, until next time, I'm Flip.
And I'm Mosey. And this has been
How to be an Earthling.
Prime members, you can listen to Flip and Mosey's Guide to How to Be an Earthling early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Well, thank you, Earthlings, for joining us for this guide to how to be an Earthling.
We hope we helped you discover something new about your incredible home planet.
And if there's one thing we've discovered, is that your planet is big. You got land, sky, and ocean? Sure, that is way too much for any two intergalactic travel guides to cover on our own.
So that is where you come in.
We need your help. We can't do this on our own. I need me time.
What Mosey is trying to say is that we need your contributions to our Earth Guide. If you happen to notice or learn something interesting or unusual about an Earthling species on your planet, please share it with us.
You can call us on the Selly Telly Ring-a-Ding-Dingy at 1-833-4-FLIPMO. That's 1-833-4-FLIPMO. Write that down.
Your field reports may be used on an upcoming Earthlings travel pod.
That's 1-833-4-FLIPMO. Just like our names!
Flip and Mosey's Guide to How to Be an Earthling is a Tinkercast original production. And all of the original songs you heard in this episode were written and arranged by Jason Rabinowitz and the Pop-Ups.
How to Be an Earthling is written by Kenny Curtis and Thomas Van Kalken. Written by... What does that mean?
That means they put the words in our mouths, Mosey.
Oh, okay.
Our masterminds of original sound design are Jason Rabinowitz, Ed Rosenberg III, with help from our senior production director, Jed Anderson. And Ed Rosenberg III provides the magnificent score.
Our show is edited by Jacob Stein with additional production assistance from Henry Moskal.
Our executive producers are Guy Raz, Mindy Thomas, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer.
A tip of the tentacles to the rest of the Earthling team, including Jessica Bodie, Natasha Crandall, Anna Zagorski, Rebecca Leifer, and Joaquin Friedman.
And special thanks to the actors you heard in this episode, including...
Jason Rabinowitz.
And our Earthling alter egos, Courtney Shaw.
And David Ryan Smith. I ate him, and his voice comes through me.
Grown-up Earthlings, you can follow us online at EarthlingPod.
Our email address is hello@tinkercast.com.
And finally, thanks to you for listening. Without you and your planet, we'd probably be in some remote galaxy screaming into the void of a black hole.
But now we're screaming in your ears. Ha! And might I say, those are very oddly shaped appendages.
Mosey!
Until next time.
Flip and Mosey's Guide to How to Be an Earthling was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by Wondery.